I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. When the Portuguese immigrated to the Hawaiian Islands in the late 19th century, they brought with them the machachi, a small Portuguese guitar. The native Hawaiians appropriated the instrument and adapted it. And this new instrument, which the Hawaiians called the ukulele, soon became popular around the world. This month, New Mexico takes a look at the ukulele with the third annual Ukapele Festival. One of the local musicians taking part in the celebration is percussionist John Bartlett. John, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Great to have you with us. Now, first of all, there is a disagreement about pronunciation, ukulele or ukulele. Which do you prefer?
Yes. Ukulele, of course, comes from the original Hawaiian pronunciation, but ukulele has been in common practice in the United States, at the very least, for a long time. And as I was recently reminded, my wife and daughter sing a song called Ukulele Lady. And I said, shouldn't that be Ukulele Lady? And she says, why no? Because in the lyric, ukulele lady like a U, ukulele lady like a ooh doesn't make any sense. So ukulele obviously, ukulele, the word, is also in common practice. So I would say ukulele when you want to be sensitive to the Hawaiian origins, but ukulele is just fine, and I say it all the time. Take your pick with the mind to the Hawaiian original. Does that answer that?
I don't know if I have a better idea now, but I can take my pick,
I personally give you permission to take your pick.
Great. I'll say John Bartlett okayed it. You are well known around the area for being a professional percussionist. I'm just wondering, what drew you to this small stringed instrument?
Well, I've always played a gazillion instruments. I've had a problem with that, and I'm trying to work on it, but it's not working. I played guitar my whole life. I've played piano my whole life. I've played percussion instruments my whole life. I've made music out of sticks, out of whatever. So I've always been a string player, guitarist, and my mother and my grandmother bought me a ukulele, so that was sort of in my arsenal of things.
When?
As a teenager, maybe junior high. So I fooled around on the ukulele. I write my own music, and I make up things, and I try stuff. So I always did that with the ukulele along with everything else. And at some point when I got to college, I had to make a decision. Do I want to be a guitarist or do I want to be a professional percussionist? And because of high school band and orchestra programs, I'd always sort of participated more academically as a percussionist. And I also came at the time with Chris Schultes here at the university, where being a percussionist was a very exciting time. His pants were on fire. He was working with contemporary composers. He would ran us into the ground. It was awesome. So I decided that my guitar playing and my ukulele playing was going to be a hobby, something that I was not going to do as a career. It was something that I could relax and get away from my troubles by doing, which I think is great about the ukulele. It's one of its things, is it's something to, whatever you do, whatever your job is, to sit on your porch and relax and play music that isn't stressing you out is, I think, what that instrument is really good at.
Why the ukulele in particular? Why is it a relaxing instrument?
Well, it's cute, and it's little, and it's got four strings, and it's not... We played some very, very scary, pretentious music that was... Well, I shouldn't say pretentious, but very... It takes a lot of active listening. And ukulele is more about singing to yourself and imagining things and playing characters and not having it be a big stressor. So for me, even though I'm a professional musician, the ukulele was always something to get away from my troubles. And I never sort of, until recently, had it be something that I was responsible for. And so I've played my whole life, but it's been for me and for my enjoyment more than this is my job. I'm supposed to be, I've got to know this and I've got to know that and I've got to know everything else. And the ukulele is an unassuming four-string, almost toy instrument at times. And I think people are responding to that. People that have always wanted to play music, you know, they're not going to pick up the oboe, which is an extremely time-consuming event. The ukulele is, it's kinder than that. It's sweeter. It's more forgiving. It doesn't have the same baggage, I don't think, that some of the other instruments do.
And how many do you have, John? Do you know?
I don't even know. I don't even
know.
Lost
count.
We just recently in our house, ukulele is kind of the family business. My daughter plays and my wife plays and we all teach. And man, we just had to take all the pictures off the wall in our living room and put up a whole ukulele rack so that we can keep these things off the floor. And they're all different. They all have different voices, just like different people.
Well, I think people are going to be surprised that there is that kind of a variety of ukulele.
Oh, sure. And sometimes you need a real cheap one. A couple of tunes sound really great on the cheap ones, you know.
John, it seems to me that the ukulele has been popping up a lot more often in the last maybe 10 or 15 years than I was accustomed to seeing it before that. Do you think that's true? Do you think people, musicians, and audiences are curious about this instrument?
I think so. I get a sense that it was very popular in the 20s and 30s, teens, 20s and 30s, because there's a lot of music that has the ukulele chords written into it. And a lot of the music from that time just sounds so good on the ukulele. These days, you know, we've got a lot of baby boomers that are retiring and maybe always wanted to play music. But something that is not so presumptuous or scary, the ukulele, it's got four strings. You could do a lot of stuff with just three chords or less, you know, a couple of fingers. You could learn a lot of songs and have a lot of fun. And then, of course, if you get carried away, you can learn more and more until you're playing concert music. There's no end to how serious you want to get with it, but it doesn't require being serious. You can have fun with it, and I think a lot of people are having fun with it. And there's also a lot of ukulele groups that are as much about getting together and singing together, and, you know, it's very social. And then also, frankly, with the arts being cut in public schools, and it's more difficult now to get a decent arts education. And so a lot of young people are also picking up the ukulele. So, yeah, it's affordable. It's portable. It looks like a toy.
Yes.
And I think you should, you know, treat it like one a little bit.
So you've been playing the ukulele since your teen years.
Yeah.
Are you seeing the ukulele pop up more in, for instance, you've been to other ukulele festivals.
Yeah.
Are you seeing more people using it?
It's a rage right now.
Oh, wow.
It really is. It has really caught fire. It's like a new American pastime. I think in our new jet set, quick moving apartment society, it's a perfect fit just in culture at large.
When you're moving around, John, and I know that you teach the ukulele, do you find that people in general have the wrong idea about the ukulele or misconceptions about it?
Oh, sure. There's some prejudice against it. There's some people that when you mention that you play the ukulele, that you get the immediate brush off, which is why I don't mention it in certain circles just not to get into that whole argument. But I think to the people that are paying attention, there are some really virtuosic people that are using it in all kinds of different ways and doing more and more things with it. Although that isn't necessarily the soul of it. The soul of it is that it's easygoing and fun thing to mess around with. And I think it's managed to have both.
You were involved with the Albuquerque Ukulele Festival last year.
I was.
And you've been involved with other ukulele festivals, I know, around the country. What do you think makes the one that we have here different?
It was brought into being by Gary Wells, and Gary, he's a visionary. He tries to do something different every year. He's sort of conceptual in how he, what we're going to do, what the theme is going to be. And last year, for instance, he wanted to do a jazz blues sort of swing thing, and it was great. And then as far as like national acts go, he's bringing national acts in the Uke world to our city so that we can enjoy what they're doing and enjoy their camaraderie. And then this next ukulele festival, we'll be all playing with each other. They'll be playing alone, but Gary likes to get us to mix it up. So that happened a little bit last year, and that should happen again this year, where you're getting local people and people from out of town to work together a little bit, which is a total ukulele thing. Ukulele has a whole side of it, which is the sing-along and the don't worry about being a great player. Let's sing and let's just do it. Let's have fun. It's perfect for the cookout. It's perfect for the, oh, the electricity went out. Great. Let's get our ukes out. And so that's the whole culture of the whole thing. And then mixed in with that is all this fancy, great player.
Virtuoso.
Virtuoso. Yeah, yeah. And hopefully not to turn everyone off, but to give a little bit of inspiration. No competition. It's all inspiration.
You, as you mentioned, John, Gary Wells always has a theme for the festivals. This year it's about island music, Hawaii, Japan.
Yeah, yeah.
England, I think, as well. You are going to be teaching two workshops, and you're also taking part in the concert. Give us a quick idea of what you have planned for this year's festival.
I'm teaching two workshops. One is called More Fun with Strums. If you get some sheet music or somebody tells you the chords to a song, well, that's just the harmony. It doesn't say what the rhythm is, and those rhythms can change. You can do a song in three, you can do a song in four, you can do it with a specific New Orleans rhythm or swing or Latin rhythm. So I came up with a bunch of strums and ways of teaching strum to a novice or to somebody who just maybe hasn't developed their right hand. So Fun with Strums was sort of a method that I invented to give the player a method to create different strums that could add a little more spice to someone's playing. The other class is sort of unique to me, and so I thought I'd share some of my percussive side of me with ukulele players and things that I've sort of devised to play on the ukulele so that if you want to become the drummer on your ukulele in a band, you've got a couple of starters and a few things to fall back on. So it's a percussion class on the ukulele, and I call it Beat It, but there's a parentheses under that, which is, but don't hurt it.
Remember, this is a delicate instrument.
That's right.
There is a concert too. Could you give us an idea of what your contribution to the concert is going to be?
I'm going to be playing a Japanese piece. My mother taught in Japan, and so I've grown up listening to Japanese music. It's always been a part of me. And one of the fun things about a ukulele is the characterization. You know, you can play characters in your mind, and so it's my chance to be like Japanese for a minute.
The ukulele was popular in Japan.
Yeah, I'm sort of doing an homage to an okoto. And there's a lot of Japanese in Hawaii, and they're part of the whole culture as well. And then I'm doing a piece that's a Celtic piece from the Isle of Skye, which is in between Ireland and Scotland. And I'll be accompanying myself with my feet on percussion, and my buddy Daniel Ward will be joining me, and I think William Craig McClelland, who's a bass player. So that's going to be a production called Stucky McClelland's Beard. And then I'm actually turning into sort of an accompanist to some other people. I'll be accompanying. There's a dance group that does Polynesian and Tahitian dance, and I'll be sort of their principal percussionist. And I'll also be accompanying everybody else, Daniel Ward, Heidi Swedberg, Frank Lido. He's one of a great steel drum player and a great uke player and singer as well. I'll be sort of supporting as a percussionist or whatever else is needed, the other artists.
So we'll be seeing your face quite often up on that stage.
I'll probably be up there the whole time, almost. Yeah.
The John Bartlett Show.
Yeah.
And we should say that all levels of experience are welcome at this festival. This is not just for people who are expert.
Absolutely.
At the ukulele.
Yeah, I think that's a huge number one point. If you've got no experience and you just want to come and have fun and check it out, all ranges, all abilities. There are some things that everybody participates in that is just easy and is meant for everyone to participate in. And I think that's part of what the resurgence of ukulele is about. It's non-threatening. It's opening. It's just four little strings. And if you're terrible, that is just great. Yeah, lots of fun. That's the main idea, is it's all about fun.
Musician John Bartlett and colleagues celebrate the ukulele in the Ukapele Festival, a concert and workshops September 23rd through the 25th. Go to abqukefest.com. John, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.